הנה כסף חוץ בעמודי השיבו אוי 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 חוץ בעמודי השיבו חוץ בעמודי השיבו זה בחינה לבריאה זה בחינה חוץ בעמודי השיבו סבן עמודים את לבריאה הן זיין ספרי תורה אז כנגד הבחינה זיין ספרי תורה והיא בן סויה הוסיפה בפני עצמו ובעצם זה זה מצד אחד זה חמישה חמישה תאיר מצד שני זה זין זין חמישה שבעה חמישה תאיר והיא בן סויה האור אין הוסיפה בפני עצמו זה בנמצא סויפה מעמיד בו אז נחלק לגימל סבור אז what's the pshat? What's the kind of pshat? Why is it divided into seven? Why is it five or six times? Why is it five or six times? Why is it seven or six times? What's the inyan? What's the inyan? Why even say or in is the safer if not more the whole cost of sugar? It's not time about shiva to see ki ye shiva sima binya is shiva sima binya right? It's shiva sima binya. Kol misnaig al yedei atoyim. Everything's misnaig al yedei atoyim. So male if the Shiva Shimei Abinyan in the Bria, there must be Shiva Chumshe Torah corresponding to the Shiva Shimei Abinyan. 7 days of Bria, there must be 7 Chela Chanochim of Torah. And every day Yesh Keneged Kol Yoim Seif Echad. Every day is Keneged one other Seif of Torah. Shal Yodo Yu Achiyas Vahan Hoga Shal Ayoim Mekash Medovka B'Torah. Kavosh Omer Mekarv in the Torah. What is the everyday? What's the chiyus of Yom Rishon on Sunday? The chiyus of Sunday is Sefer Bereishis. What's the chiyus of Monday? Sefer Shmos. So therefore, if the Shiva is Yom Binyan, it must be Sheva Chumshe Torah. Because each day, is the chiyus of each day of Nivriya, is the chiyus, is the plimius, is the chiluk of Torah that corresponds to that day. So you have more than 5 days. You have more than 5 days, so where's the chiyus of Torah? Right? Where's the chiyus of Torah on the other days? So Teretz says there must be 7 Shiva Chumshe Torah. The Maizet is Maizik Meduya. And the further Sunday is connected Bereishis, Chposhim. I mean, the Sefer Bereishis says that there was Alpayim Toyu. It says that Avraham Avinu came. Mi Heyer Mi Mizrach Shemesh. And Avraham Avinu is called Maskel Ha'isa Mizrachi. Right? So what's Sefer Bereishis about? Choshech. And then, Mi Heyer Mizrach Shemesh. That's Avraham Avinu. And what was the first day of Bria? Toyev Avoy V'choshech. V'yem Menakim Yihi Har. He means about a Torah, because the Ramazim over there. Avraham. And then the rest of Sefer Bereishis is connected to Or Kitoiv, which is connected the Obis Akdoshim, which is the Or of the Bria. So it's Mamash, the Chiyas of Sunday is Sefer Bereishis. This week, so Sunday starts off with Choshech, and then it comes along. Tzadikim and the Meir, the Choshech, the Aragonis, and Sefer Bereishis. Monday, what happened on Monday? Monday is the Havdalah, right? So the last time, Havdalah, Yokia, Maim, and Yonim after Havdalah. Havdalah between Gashmi and Ruchni, between Kedusha and Hepecha Kedusha. That's the Sefer Shmois. Sefer Shmois begins with Hepecha Kedusha. And the difference between the beginning of Sefer Shmois and the end of Sefer Shmois is black and white. Right? It's the Havdalah. It's the Havdalah. It's also in Sefer Shmois was the Havdalah. It was Mavdal Klal Yisrael. Hakach is Goy Mikerev Goy. Goy Mikerev Goy. It's the Havdalah between the Ruchnis and the Gashmis. That's Sefer. The whole Sefer Shmois, the Matan Torah is connected to Goyim. Hachareva, Hasinas, Hachareva, Shiorda Sinah, Lomas Oilam. That's the Havdalah between Gashmis and Ruchnis, between Mitzrayim, between Matan Torah and Mishkan. Between Klal Yisrael and the Oilem, Mavdal. That's Sefer Shmois. It's the Chiyas of Monday. And then what was Nivra on the Yom Hashlishi? Yom Hashlishi was Tachi Oret Desha Isa Mazriya Zera Eitz Pri Isa Pri the Nansi Geshaft. And what's that? That growth, Chiyas in the Bria. Till Yom Hashlishi, there's no Chiyas. The Bria was a diamond. Now the Bria is Tzemeach. Tzemeach, Yom Shlishi is a Chadash. Tzmich is a Chadash Chayim. Yom Shlishi is Huch Avol Kitoiv. Right? Because Rei Noich Ressim Lechem Ayoim. It's a Chayim, it's a Toiv. It's a Movis, it's a Ro. The first beginning of Chayim in the Bria happened on Tuesday. Happened on Yom Shlishi, which is a Toise Oretz Pri. Even though it's only Tzemeach, but nevertheless, it's the Bria is alive. that's connected to Sefer Vayikra, the Poshut, the whole union of Kabbalah, the Avodah that was bringing all the Chiyus from the Bria. The Svam HaKadoshim say that the Tzemeach Chai Medaber, Doimim Tzemeach Chai Medaber. So what was the Mishnah Mizbeach? Mizbeach, it's Melach on the Mizbeach. Kol Kaman Chatakr Melach, Melach is Doimim. Tzemeach was the Menochus, Chitim, Shemen, Zaysim, Tzemeach Chai was the Behemah on the Mizbeach. And Medaber was the Koinim, Shasta, the Akroban, the Levim, the Duchonim, etc. So what was the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach, what was the Besim, what was the Avodah, all the Kabbalahs? The Male, all the Mechinus of the Bria, all the Chiyus, the whole Chiyus of the Bria. In other words, any Chai, that Chaim shouldn't be interpreted as being independent to a Chaim, Kiimcha Makor Chaim. So any Musuk of Chaim in the Bria is Kiimcha Makor Chaim. So what was the Besim Mikdash? Besim Mikdash was a kibbutz of all Chiyus in the Bria. Bring it back to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's what Sefer Bamidbar is. It's the Avodah. So what's that? That's Yom Shlishi, a Bria Sa'ilam. There's Nischadish Chaim in the Bria. So it's Nischadish Chaim in the Bria. There's a Chaim to Yimala. So the Chiyas of Yom Shlishi, which is the Chiyas, is Sefer Vayikra. What's Bamidbar? It's not Bamidbar anymore. It's only Bamidbar till the middle of Al Yitzchak. It's Bamidbar Nosai. Connected Revi. It's a portion. What was Revi? This Lema Oiras, Yashmai. What's Bamidbar? Counting Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, Shinim Shim Lukachovim. The Moiras, Yashmai. It's a Shemesh. Shemesh is connected to Mesh Rabbeinu, Penicham, Kabbalah, Rabbana, Yeshua. All Tzadikim, it's a Shemesh and Ding. All the Kachovim, it's the rest of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Adayme. Klal Yisrael, the Bechina of the Moiras, Yashmai. What's Bamidbar Nasoi? Bamidbar is counting Kali, Su'u, it's Rosh Kala Das B'nai Yisrael. What's just Su'u elevate? Kali Yisrael, she says, Kali Su'u Nimshu Lama Kachovim. And Nasoi is Rosh B'nai Gershu in Bahem, there's Kuhuna, there's different types, just like in the Rekia, there's different types of Moyers, the Stam Kachovim, and then there's the Shemesh, and the Yireach, there's this Rai Meiris, the Limbu, the Aloy Moyers, the Kiyah Shemaim Limshu, the Moyer Agodol, the Mimshu Asayoy, Moyer Akota, the Mimshu Asalayla, it's Chilukei Madregis. That's Nosoi. Roish Bnei Gershon, Gershon Kosim Rari, the Vim have a different counting. So the whole Bamidbar Nosoi is connected to the Yom Ravi, which is the Moiris, the Moiris, Bekiyah Shemaim.
What about the rest of Sefer Bamidbar?
Sefer Bamidbar we haven't come to yet. Sefer Bamidbar is through Sfarim. Yeah, it's good through the Zayin, you mean Zayin Yimei Abinyan. So Taka Yom Ravi is connected to the fourth of the Chumshei Torah. What's that? Bamidbar Nosoi. Bamidbar Nosoi is only about counting. Nosoi is Roish, Su'u is Roish. And the Chiluki Darg is within Mo'eres HaShemayim, just like Mo'eres HaShemayim. The Chiluki Darg is within Mo'eres HaShemayim. Astam Yid is a Koicha. Hecher Yid is a Hecher Yidem. That's Mamish what Bamidbar Nosoi is talking about. The fifth day is connected to Hakavah Ibn Sayyarin. It's not worth saying a word of Achman. What's the command of Ibn Sayyarin? I say it quite often. So what's the whole parasha? The whole parasha is two psukim. Ibn Sayyarin, Ibn Moshe, and the Shuvah Hashem, Ruvis of Israel. We'll get a word of Achman. If you can get me across the door, that's just... Shrita, all the Yanam, the doggy, all those which are mushrooms, Sharits, Oris, שהוא נגד דיסקוס וכן כאן שיוצא את הראש. וכן כאן שישן טוב, שירודה ונשאר פניאת. וכן כאן כאן שם טוב שם ניתן להסתמיד על חיים כאן שהוא לא למה איזה, לא למה איזה.
אני רואה בסיים טעם.
למה אני חושב? השם טוב של השיבס, השם טוב של השיבס, אז נקטה שעב זה אבטנן, ראש את פן חבצה, לחיים הקודש. לחיים, והשם טוב ראש של השיבס, מילות של השיבס, זה כובע נהם הרופי, זה גם הרבי זה אינסטינגש. כבת שעב זה מגלה לחיים הקודש. One thud, one yichud, the Tevasidayim, there's only one yid in every door that knows it. Chaim HaKadosh is the only one who knows it. Hashem Tov Boshu B'Shal Shulis, the yichud came to him, Yachad HaYichud, he realized that Chaim HaKadosh was to be lifted. He's tried many times, he was Mashiach, but Hashem Tov said about himself, he's Mashiach, Mashiach from Dovid, Chaim HaKadosh, because Mashiach from Yosef. Chaim HaKadosh, Hashem Tov is Mashiach, Nefesh Dovid Atzilis, come on, Hashem Tov. Meeting together, Hashem Tov said several the whole time. He meets with Chaim HaKadosh, the whole is gone. He set off there to show many times about Hashem Tov. The last year of Chaim HaKadosh's life, they never made it. It's always a little story of wind and gale and this. Capture the boy, there's two types of Rav. Maybe the means Rav and Fadis are all gone, they lose themselves. And then there's a runaway that's connected to the museum to us. But they mean so, yeah, they're going to see. Choyne, we are like an achek. Hashem choyne, we are like an achek. Yag was a kem, a kodish lechon, a shom, a yitzar. Places that they want choyne, they need to burn it so it's a kodish. Shiftar, lachmas, shom. The last big mabra, they're shom. Now, when they travel through a place, means that there's no room, and then they just pulled in inside the circulation out, and the rest is it. Choyne at the Shechina, the Nana Kovid was Choyne in the Mokka, means that there's an Avodah of Birum in that Mokka. Shechoyne was Choyne, and the Choyne 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 was the gold ring falls into the dirt and you wash it, you see, wow, sparkling, and the yid is an aluf. So bring back all the tzaitzis. Tzaitzis HaKdusha, she saw a rabbi with one, and said, why is the yid stronger than the goyim? The Torah says that the goyim haven't got any koyach ha'achdus. Everything, fighting Muhammad is the first thing you need in an army is Achdus. If the Air Force doesn't coordinate with the Navy, you can't win a war. It's got to be a Moedic Achdus. Goyim, right? Goyim are Bechina of Pirut. The Etzem, they're Bechina of Pirut. Even those who fought, but they have Achdus, is there by them it's Zvara, big Pirut. Who pretended to have Achdus? Dara Floga, Sofa Achas, Dvar Machodim. What was his barrier? Yefutsu, Misham Yefutsu, they couldn't talk to each other, and Joshua started killing each other. He asked for a hammer, he threw a stone in his face. They going back, and have no.
You know, that was a nes.
Who?
That was a nes. That Hashem made it happen.
Every nes is a midah keneged midah. Every oynish is a bechinas midah keneged midah. So what's the midah keneged midah over there? The midah keneged midah is Nisbara, what is Betsa? So it's Nisbara the Sheker. In Shemayim is Kulam Ahuvim, Oysa Shalom Mimraimov, right? Why did they become Achdus? Because they knew they can't get into Shemayim otherwise. They were building a Migdal to go into Shemayim. But the password to go into Shemayim is Achdus, Oysa Shalom Mimraimov. So they made Shalom. Why? Only to get out of Gain, but Be'etzem, they're the Hebuch. That's not the Hebuch. Anybody who's not Dovid to Kedusha is in the Kor. That's why they're going on the Kor on Pirut. There's only one thing that's in Achdus, right? Hashem Echot, Shmoy Echot. Persons do not dobe to Hashem Echot, Shmoy Echot. So by very definition, he's Pizim. So anybody who's not dobe to Kedusha is by very definition Pirut. Can't be Achdus. There's only one Achdus. Echot, Hashem Echot, Hashem Echot, Shmoy Echot. Now the Achdus, right, that's here in Etzor with Kibbutzim, right, when they started also, so everything was work together, do everything together, everybody should earn the same amount of money. Chnarishkeit, there's only one Echad, and that's Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. It caused the biggest Pirudim, the biggest Machlikas, and the biggest everything. Because the Falsha Echad is a terrible thing, right? So going back to Hashem Echad Pizur. So maybe they're not a fighting force against Kol Yisrael, right? They're ma'achid against their common enemy. That's not Achdus. It's an Ahavat Luyim B'Dovah. So by very definition, the Goyim haven't got koyach. Because by very definition, they're shaykh to Pizur. Shein ki Kol Yisrael is Dovah, it's a Shechina Kodesh. Kol Yisrael, by very definition, is shaykh to Achdus. Shaykh to the Chelek of the Kanimah, is shaykh to Achdus. So it's a chat is that's why a nitzot in Kedusha, even with a cliff, I mean, what's a chat? A nitzot is mispaza, right? A nitzot is mispaza. Patish yifutzas, a lot of chat is splinter is a pizzle. And even there's a nitzot of Kedusha somewhere, why is that nitzot of Kedusha always yearning, always mishtoike to get out of there? What's wrong? Let him settle down where he is. Nitzitz, hating Nitzitz, fell into the clipper. So get used to where you are. Get used to life in the clipper. No, why? It's always mistaken. Why? Because it's always mistaken to go back to the center. It's always mistaken to go back to the Americas. The goy is okay. The goy, even if he's b'shalom, he's still thinking how he's going to get Yena. Even when they're the mice in b'shalom, they're still thinking how he's going to go on top of him, and he's going to rule over him, and he's going to have this, and then Al-Khar b'chatechia. Shleim is b'shalom, have shalom, but it'll always be Al-Khar b'chatechia. They're planning already how they're going to do. It's the opposite. But this is a Kedusha, it's shaykh to the Americas. It's shaykh to the Bechina of Americas. Because it's shaykh to the Bechina of Americas, therefore any instance of Kedusha is always mishtoikim to go back to its Makor. And the Makor is the Nakuda in Tzoyis. So therefore Be'etzem, the Goyim, shaykh, so therefore the Oren is the Heilige Torah. The Torah is Ma'achid everything. The Torah is the Ichud of the whole Bria. Koyach Ma'achid. The whole Bria looks at Alma the Pruda. Then you see it's all Chiyas. It's all Nishrash in the Torah. Shishim Ribi. All you see is in the Torah. It's one Torah. Torah Achas. Menorah. Miksha Achas. So I made it therefore. Vehim Tzaya Oren. Vehim Akum Hashem. Yifutsu Oivech. What's up? Shei Futsu Be'inusu Yisanech. They'll disperse. Disperse into the Arbaruchas. Disperse. They're not Shaykh Tichlal. Achdus, so they disperse. Mashenk and the Yidden, even when they're dispersed, the Nitzotz HaKadusha will always come back to the. It's the second pasuk. Lucha Yom Ashuv Hashem, River of Yisalfi Yisrael. So the Heilig Goy Chaim, Chaim HaKadosh says, dealing with the Mimilakim Nitzotz. Wasn't this Zbara over there? Zbara, the Chilah between the Goyim of Bechina of. That's why Mitzrayim, before we had the Torah. So why is he using the notion of Shrot, like Chal Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael, Poru, Yishutzu, Yir B'Meyot. before we in the Torah, there's a beginning of shrieks. Shrieks that corresponds to multiplying, much the fish in the yam, the beginning of the Yom Chamishi, the previous oil. So what's the yachas of fish to each other? They feed on each other, right? They eat each other. So that's a shriek, so that's a stam, it's a ribuy. Puru hu or milu is a fish. Yim chamishi, puru hu, milu is a mind. In other words, it's scattering. And that's the end of shriek. And it's like on Yim chamishi, it says, Yishutsu, all those, the chayas are as though only created on Yim chamishi together with Adam. But all the shrieks and all the shrats and Yishutsus, all the Yishutsus were all created on Yim chamishi. That's connected to even Sayyara. Even Sayyara is Mavara the Chilik between the Yishutsus and those where even when they are apart, they're all coming together. That's the Moedei the Koyach of even Sayyara. And that's why we say even Sayyara when we open our HaKodesh. Open our HaKodesh, you see a Moedei, if you open our HaKodesh, all the Yidna, all of them, as soon as you say the Sefer Torah comes out, everybody comes together to kiss the Sefer Torah. Opening our HaKodesh, bring on the Sefer Torah. That's the beginning of Mischaber, all the Netzaitzis, all the different avoiders and all the different Nakudas of Kedusha together. Comes to the Torah, everybody's Mischaber together, everybody's been covered. So why did Lach Moshe bring him into the Sfadi Shul, the Kamat Nafrum? Watch them when the Sefer Torah comes out. The Sefer Torah comes out, they all run and they don't stop kissing the Sefer Torah. It's not a Narish, but I'd say that it's not. You might have wrong priorities. But you see in the Kuda, even those Etzoitzes, right? These places, the Helig and Etzoitzes, right? It's like in the Kuda. When the Sefer Torah comes out, all the Kabbalists of Israel together. Chnosa Sefer Torah. Right? It's based on Knesset, and also Chnosa Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is Chnosa, it's Machnas, everybody together. All over this, it's Machnas, everybody together, for the cause of the Sefer Torah. And that's Nizbara between the Yidden and the Goyim. So their whole army, they're not talking about a cannon, an air force army, we're talking about the Mechoma, Bein HaTov, Bein HaRa. And there's Nizbara the Chilik. Those two psukim are Mavara the Chilik. The Goyim have no Mechoma, they can't fear a Mechoma, everybody's on his own. That's the beginning of the Dara Flogger. Nobody understands each other. They can't fear Moshe. In Klal Yisrael, I was scattered. Aber Yeshna Ya'am Echot. Le Mefuzim Meferet, Bein Ha'amim. Giv living in Am Echot. And that's and then you can be goyver even over a month. That's not good. That's the Kavana of Ha'ibit Zohar. And that's why it's Taka. It's a two pasuk. The first pasuk talks about Faker, how they're going, even when they're together. Right? They all came and waged war with Klal Yisrael. Achdus is a sheker. The Achdus is a sheker chazan. The etzan is a sheker. And that's what they did. And that's Ketaka Kenegad Yom Chamishi. Yom Chamishi is where the Yishutsus were created. And here is the bureau of the Vayishutsus.
It's such a chashuv kudah, it deserves to be a whole parasha itself.
It's the chilek. At the end of the day, the whole avodah of the bria is, and that's why it's Yom Chamishi. Why is Dafka this like a Kenegad Yom Chamishi? I think Maralyan says that Chamishi is one after four. Four is Pizim, right? Arba Kamfas Oret. Five is Hechevi Pizim. So that's a Yom Chamishi. So Yom Chamishi is the day where it's Mavarer, what's Mashritz out and what's coming back. That's why that Nakuda. This is the not Nakuda, this is the Chamisha. This is the Chamisha Chamisha Torah. That's what the Torah is. That's the Torah. The Torah is the Mechinas Chamisha. In that Mechina, the Maral talks about this. There's a number three which is also Koyach of Achdus, because the Shneikso and Machachishim, and then there's a Yoba Shlishi Ve'achria, and then there's another type of thing that even after the Pizur, Ma'arba Kamvis Oretz, there's a Darga that's Hecha the Pizur. So Klal Yisrael is Be'etzem Mefuzim. Ober is a Chamishi. That's why Torah is be'etzem generally chamisha chamisha Torah, because it's the koyach which is hecher than revi, and revi is pizur. This is the darga which is chamishi, the number after four. That's the darga after the darga of hecher be pizur. Two is not pizur. Two is a stira. It's not pizur. Four is pizur. So five is hecher be pizur. So that's the chamisha. That's the koyach of Torah. Koyach of Torah. Can something be hecher than Torah? These two psukim, they say it all. and how was that done? With the Oren. Only the Torah can be the Barad of the Kuba. Even Soya Oren. You go in, you don't have Torah. You don't have Torah? Is your achdus a shekel b'chazer? Is your futsu? Disperse. Don't stay together. Disperse. Disperse. Don't have flogger. Yidin hob neilig a Torah is Shuv Hashem. Yidin is dispersed Yidin. Shuv Hashem, river v'is alfa Yisrael.
Kind of the moon connected this is the
who?
Kind of the
moon. Who's the 5? Moon is 50. It's a protection. That's the Nakuda. That's why the whole union of there is Anzach 7 is also Kielu, the end of something, and then it starts again. So 7 times 7 is 49, and the Chamishim is being this Aleph. Everything goes back to its Makor. What's Chamishim Yoivu? What's Yoivu? Avodim go Lecheirus. What's Avodim go Lecheirus mean of the Pnimis HaTorah? Pnimis HaTorah, these all an Ebed is somebody who's not with his. Right? Ain. Ebed Avodim. Ebed Avodim. To be an Eved of a Basar Adam is a nitz, it's falling to Klippa. That's what an Eved means. That's what an Eved means. He's a nitz. He's now a nitz. He's gone under something else and not under Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. What happens in Yovel? In Yovel, everybody goes back to the Makor. So there's a Pizur, a Mardik, a Pizur of Avodim, and they all come back. 49 years, number Arba, in the 40s, connected the Pizzer. Ober, comes Yevil, Chamishim is at the beginning of 5. Beginning of 5, everything comes back to its Makor. Sodas, the fields go back to the Baleo. It's all beginning of, there's Kili B'nei Avod Yisrael Avodimim, and then there's another beginning of Kili Kol Ha'oretz, which is on Yevil, Kili Kol Ha'oretz, Kili, everything's going back to the Tzir HaMerkazi, which is in the middle. Which is the Bechin of Chamishi. That's the Nuns, and that's connected to Yom Chamishi Taka. And that's the Chiyas. That's the Chiyas. Shishi, Yom HaShishi is the rest of the rest of Sefer Yomim. That's the Pasha. What's the rest of Sefer Yomim? And it's straight after that, it already says, Vayiya Om. The Om can sign it. Om is the Bechinus of Abraham. What was created? That's connected to Yom Shishi. What was created Yom Shishi? Adam and the Behemoths. And Adam, it's a couple of Shabbos. That's Adam. And then it says a Radu, right, over the Behemoths. In other words, there's the Nefesh Abraham is over the Nefesh of the Kis. That's what's going on. That's basically the Mechomas. All the problems, Shlach Lachon, Miraculing, and then they went against Koyach, then Koyach went against Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the Bechinas Yitzir Kapo, which is the Bechinas Adam, the Birurim, of the Bechinas Adam over the Nefesh of Ahamis, followed, meaning the Baal Peor, the Nisyonis of Klal Yisrael, until they're finally ready. That's connected to Yom HaShishi, the Biru over Adam, over the Shah Baal Chaim. Chukas. Paraduma, it's burning of Paraduma, it's the Chinas Taras HaMeis, Aliyah, Meis, the Shaykh to the Nefesh of Ahamis, the Tahara of Nefesh of Ahamis, and they did the Neshama Vayid, which is called Nishmas Chaim, it's the Shaykh to Thomas HaMeis, it's Nishmas Chaim, Paraduma, it's the Hepech, Pinchas, Aliyah, the Dark of Adam, Aliyah Nabi, Dark of Adam, all these are Birurim. And Adam over Baal Chaim comes after Pinchas Matos. What's Matos is Nedorim. In what way is the Yid better than a Baal Chaim? By Yid Adam, the Nefesh Chala, the Nefesh Chaya. What does the Targum say? Ruach Mamalu, Kerech HaDibur. Kerech HaDibur is the Maile over Behema. Pash is Nedorim, etc. Right, so that's all the Birurim of Yom Shishi. Eila Dvara, Shadibi Moshe, that's already the Bechino. Shabbos Kodesh, before Shabbos Kodesh, the seventh is Malchus is Torah Shabbal Peh. See, the Dvorim is a dark of a certain Bechin of Torah Shabbal Peh, because it's Eila Dvorim, Shadibi Moshe, the name is Rolex. It's Bechin of Malchus, and that's all Be'etzem. What's Sefer Dvorim? What about going into Eretz Yisrael? Going into Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Elyon, is Olam Haba, is Shabbos, and Eina Olam Haba. Zayin Chumash HaTorah.
Why don't we take a stab?
The Ikka Nakuda is the five. The Ikka Nakuda is the five, that's the kibbutz. The kibbutz of this process. That's the Koach HaTorah. The Torah is the chiyas of everything. What's ma'achid the person? The chiyas of everything, right? So the whole Sfasem is on the Torah. You won't find one parasha, but two-thirds of the parasha doesn't discuss the meaning of the chiyas of Pnim, because that's the ma'achid of everything together. A person's got a ma'achivar. So a person's dead, the Ivarim are not connected together, right? But when a person's alive, it's the same koyach, mamish, the same nishmas chayim, that's moving his finger, and it's moving his toes, and it's moving his nose, and moving everything. Chayim is ma'achim. Kiyim chayim, the Torah is chayim, all this person. So the etzem ha'olam is the alma de puda. The Torah is ma'achim, the whole alma de puda. The Torah is ma'achim, the whole alma de puda, and it's shaykh to ma'achim of five. That's why a person sometimes, after you read it, sometimes a person can feel it's a machadika aliyah. Because sometimes a person has a reader only connected to be malach, a lot of mitzvotzim, certain mitzvotzim need. We're not into other stuff, but even a tzaddik. Tzaddik needs to have a reader sometimes in order for certain people who are kosher to his neshama, and only he can be malach them. Only he can be malach them mitzvotzim. If he doesn't have a reader, he can't be malach them mitzvotzim. If he has to have a reader in order, he goes up, he does tshuva, he's malach everybody else's mitzvotzim. The whole Torah is all about the halos. The whole avodah now in God is all about the halos and tzitzis. So that's shayach beikah to the chamashiyach, which is all. That's one mechina. There's another mechina that's on Friday and Shabbos. Already shayach erev Shabbos and Shabbos. It's already shayach mut ol mabot to the mechina's oil of tikkun. Ikah avodah is the avodah of chamashiyach. It's like the five middos, right? Because yisod in certain ways is not a middah. The yisod in certain ways is a kibbutz. It's taking everything and bringing it over to malchus. So in certain akudas taka, there's five spheres, not zayin spheres. And hoyd is taka the lowest. So our vision says to Aaron Akum, that is a hoyd. He's male all the lowest neshamas. The lowest neshamas are stuck in hoyd. He's hoyd. The loss of the tzitzis is the ik in certain ways but shaykh to Tzimis Hoyd. The nikud of Shemani Esra for Minas Ahoyd, for Yishlai Mircha is Minas Ahoyd. Minas Ahoyd because it's Arna Koyin. Arna Koyin has a koyin to be Mala, it's Mala and it's a shaykh.
Is that nikud for
the Sure. That's Minas
Ahoyd. Why is that Hoyd?
Look how far it goes. To the Ketzavos, it goes the furthest down. Sholosh HaKlipos. Sholosh HaKlipos. Sholosh HaKlipos. Sholosh HaKlipos. Sholosh HaKlipos. It's going to the Ketzavos. It goes all the way down to the Sholosh HaKlipos. Sholosh HaKlipos, that's me. It's not just a command impossible to be in a second. So in certain ways, the real Avoida is Avoida in five. And then the minister number six is the Hachana bringing the whole Avodah into Shabbos Kodesh. The Chiyus of Bria of all 7 days is designed. That's the beginning of Makarav and the Torah. Like I said last week, Arna Kohen is always a Bria and Makarav and the Torah. The chiyas of the whole Zion Yimei Abinyan is the only Kalidei the Torah. So if you makarav someday with the Torah to the Torah of Yom Rishon and Yom Rishon, vice versa, makarav Monday to what was created, the Shteitan Torah was created in Yom Sheni. Achein al Zeh Derech, then you're connecting every day to the Torah of that day. The Torah of that day is the chiyas of that day. The Torah of everything is the chiyas of that day. For you makayim a mitzvah, why do you have to learn halachas of that mitzvah? Say that. To learn, otherwise, you don't have to be Makayim this. Let's say you know Chazlulim. You learn the Chazlulim every year. So, what, you have to learn it now again and again? You know the Chazlulim. You know backwards already. That's there it says, because the Torah of the mitzvah is the Chiyas of the mitzvah. And that's why Svarim HaKadoshim say that if you don't learn the halachas of the Chag before the Chag, the halachas of the mitzvahs, you can't feel the Kedusha of the mitzvah. You can't feel the Kedusha of the mitzvah. You have to learn the Masechta before the Chag. And learning the Nyanim before the Chag is, because the Torah is the chiyas of that chag. Everything has to have its chiyas in the Torah. If you learn the Torah of that chag, so now when you're mekayim the chag, you're mekayim the chag with the chiyas, because you learn the Torah. It's like a new b'yipach ba'af of nishmas chayim. Come sukkos. Sukkos is a kli, right? And it's more the ko'eris. But if you learn the Torah of sukkos, so then you machnas the nishmas chayim. Otherwise, it's someone who's mekayim a mitzvah without gishmak. It's keguf b'lein neshama. Ibn Ezra's lashon. It's a guf b'lein neshama. It's a guf b'lein neshama. And then the Torah of the mitzvah, you mean Vayipach Ta'apov into the mitzvah, Nishmas Chaim. And then you make a mitzvah with a chiyas. It's the same thing with the days. Mondays and Sundays are dead day. Unless you bring in Vayishas Barakim, Barazan, Vayim Alkim, Yihar, Vayah, Kitoy, Vayim, 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 Vayim. Now you book chiyas into Sunday. Chinam, Zeh Aderech.
How do we
learn suddenly
learning exactly
connected to Sakh? It's a bria de Kazakh, I'm saying it doesn't state this that we have to do. I mean, in the Mamadas it was like that. Right? In the Mamadas. Mamadas was like that, right? The Tanis. But that's a bria de Kazakh, no, things which they wish to. Which is on us to bring, because we have to bring the chiyus. We have to bring the chiyus to the mitzvahs. That's through learning. How do you get gaguim for the bismikdash? From learning bismikdash. Shteit mahilgus chasemus in this week's parasha. Why is Tmidin on this week's parasha? Mesofin on this week's parasha. Rosh Chodesh and all the kabbonis on this week's parasha. Why? So the mahilgus chasemus in parasha Pinchas is always by 3 weeks. Again, the parasha Pinchas begins the Yemei Mitzonah. So what gives us the gaguim? Gives us the chiyus. What gives us the hagoshim? Tzibia hagoshim for the bismikdash. Parasha Pinchas. You learn about kabbonis. You learn about the kabbonis. And then you get gaguim. Then you get more like a chiyus. And now all we need is the mizbeach and the behemus. And then we can put our chiyus. What does gaguim mean? What does tzibia mean? Tzipia means tzipirazach. Tzipia means that you want it. It means you've got a moedik chiyas with it. Every chiyas you have to put into a kli. Every chiyas you have to put into a kli, because if you haven't got the kli to put it in, so you have moedik a gaguim. That's what gaguim. Gaguim, you have the chiyas, but you don't have the. So when you learn it, but you don't have lulav before sukkah. So you have moedik a tzipia, moedik a gaguim for mitzvah lulav. And on the emesh des mezakas, the sukkah morning, we wake up and we can put it all into all the gaguim into a kli. Our gaguim for the Bis HaMikdash is cool. We feel, we learn the Torah of the Bis HaMikdash, we feel a chiyas, and we can't put it into an oath. That's a Marid Katsada, that's what gaguim means. Sometimes you don't feel nothing. People don't feel nothing, I mean, they haven't got gaguim. Now, there's Apisvar, who should have the greatest gaguim? Somebody who's completely out of it. He doesn't feel any gaguim then. Right? Who is gaguim? Who cries in 9 days? Who has gaguim? He just learns and understands what the Bis HaMikdash, can visualize what the Bis HaMikdash is, and he knows he's been through Mishnah's Tomid, the Midas, he knows what Avoida was, and this and that. So he has gaguim now, the Bis HaMikdash. He has the chiyus. We need the kelim. Same thing, the Torah of everything, Makarav on the Torah. You take a lulav, you Makarav to Torah. You take a dos, you Makarav to Torah. I'm saying now in our own avodah, in our daily avodah, when we say Abaya, when we start in Kabbonis, we say Pashas Tombid in Kabbonis, Kateris in Kabbonis, Israel Koyman Afil in Kabbonis, we have to say Gagurim, Machias, Gagurim, we're saying it every day in Bepe, Adam Nishan Lafam Sefasenu, when we're in Mizorcha, to be able to Mamish do the Kabbonis. If you're a person's Gagurim, it's not Shayim Beis Amigdash, it's not when it's not Shayesh Beis Amigdash, it's Hashem, I mean, a person never said Kabbonis, never said Kabbonis. Come to shul late, skip korbanos. Yes, the mikdash is going to come. What's his feeling going to be for korbanos? The svarim say that if a person leaves shul in the middle of davening and avoid this kenega, that tefillah is kenega avoida, and they'll throw him out of the bais hamikdash in the middle of the avoida. What we're doing now is that it's going to be a person who's a gay, sheds tears and korbanos. It's time to be during these 3 weeks, even for a person who says korbanos every day, to come to shul a few minutes early, to start down in 5 minutes early, to say that korbanos, during these 3 weeks, the greater gaguim, the more the gaguim. And Bismigdash will come, all those gagurim will come out into us. At last, all these gagurim, everything will come out. All these years and years of being misgagia, the gagurim, it will come out. And the guy in the midst of the great gagurim. It's all from the Torah of the Zach. He has all the gagurim. There's no Torah. And then there's no kli, there's no shamas. The zeh ba'leisches on eiro house. He's mad. It depends on his madber. Why did he get that? Chavisha from Shapira. The married connected the Torah. They should be 5 days in the night. Reading 7 days in the night. The neir mitzvah of Torah. Shetiritzel ba'leisim karoy. That's the halo. Him shivas on eiro connected. Shivas yom abinyan. She connected them shivas slow and calm. Shall I dare Torah Meya Yemahu, the mitzvah shall Isaboy, Nikra Nair mitzvah? That's when Chanukah, Mashal Chanukah, there's 8 names. There's 8 names, 8 is the Mal, there's Shivas and Abinim, there's a Hecha. Zois Chanukah is connected. What's Zois Chanukah? Zain is 7 and Aleph is 8. Right? Zois Chanukah is 8, Dev Chanukah. Zion is the halal. Zayis Chanukah is the halal of the Zion to the Aleph. Zayis Chanukah. Some say that the Oz Yashem Risha. Zion is Oz. I know the Zion with the Aleph. That's Malik. That's for Oz Yashem. You can't remember the Tchesa Mesim in the Torah. The Mal of the Zion to the Aleph, which is Hecher of the Zion, that's Tchesa Mesim. Zayis Chanukah, the Aaron could talk about the Zion of Abinyan. Chanukah. Even the Zois is the halal of the Zion to the Aleph, to the Aleph of Shalayna, which is Hecher, which is connected to the, so we know the Oyer is in Chanukah, connected to the Oyer, it's the Matam Yutfachim, all these in Yonah, which is it's Hecher, and all the Hagbolas and all the Hagbolas. So that's in the halal in the Bissam Yiddish, it's like a Zion, connected to Zion, Yom Shetayr, connected to Zion, Yom Abinya. Because Hecher, Ikwal Mul Pnei Amnayra Yir, but the Ikwal is from all these Zion, the pnimi is all designed. Soleimah, the pnimi is shia yishua yira yukasha v'yor ha'koil. Below yira in klum. Because without yira, there's nothing. V'chin targam unkelis ad l'kusach. Every day, yira v'chinas malchusoy ha'mis galois. V'slaiv moid l'abedosu l'fni melech godl v'noyro. That's why the Haloscha really, the Targum says about the Kusach. It was a Maisa Hadlaka. I didn't say about Haloscha as a name. I should say about the Kusach as a name. Of a dope. Where there was a Maritika Aliyah over there. Because he's Miskasha to the Pnimius, which is Mala of the Zion Yim Abinyan. The Zion Yim Abinyan is a Kli, is a Daimon. Haloscha is, he was Mala, it was what? The middle of Europe. Zeshom Chazal Mala Hiss of Nemor. There was a step. Why Dafka a step? Because a step means you go up. A step is Shaykh to Haloh. Step the shayach to halal, so yamala the neiros. Neiros is zayin yavabinim. Zayin yavabinim need an aliyah. That's the haloischa. That's the mara. That's the middle of year. So leima mala yayir shu madrega shu meno imed o meitav es neiros. Hima mitzvah v'atur. Zeshom chazal. Mala hoisa lefnei menoyer. So leima hamala hi ayir shu madrega shu meno imed o meitav es neiros. Hima mitzvah v'atur. Lo yira inkrum. There, Shivocha Shil Aaron Shil Shinnach, Shehidbik Akhil Shurashim, Kamoisha Oya, Oisa Oya, Shalom, Karv, and Toira, Oisa Shah, Shinnach, Karv, and Toira, and Nasa Koil, Achtu Secha, you have a Hadron Aloch, Ketar
there. Thank you for doing it.
No, it's okay. It's going for you, I'm glad you. I'm worried to come out. Oh, the whole Maisel Pinchas. It's also a Nitzitz of Kedusha. Because the laws about Shlomo Melech Meirin Pasparo. Shlomo Melech Meirin Pasparo was between Mala, all the Nitzitz of Kedusha that they are amongst all the Soinim. Right? So you marry the queen, you marry the king, they are the Leva Am. So in them lie all the Kerchas of the Am. So can I get that? That was the same in the Swam and Veshemai, the same thing as with Zimri Ben Soli. Zimri Ben Soli wants to be Mekabit, all the Netzoyts in the world. But if it's not the Zman, in Fakir, then you give your Nika to the Chetzoyne. Either you're pulling it, either. So that's the bear over here, the Pinchas. And that's Pinchas saved the Mordek and the Kudah. So Shevet, Nasi Shevet Shimon, just like the Melech has in him all the leiv, so too Shevet Shimon has all the Mordek and the Kudusha, the whole Shevet. If that was the Don Chas, Hashem would be Rach, and then we were Rach at the Geula. Who knows how long we were Rach at the Geula. But one go, giving them so many Tzotzis, and we were Rach at the Geula, and the Nuri the Kavoya. Pinchas saved that. As Pinchas became Pinchas Elio, and Elio's whole vort is Beheshev. He's a Beheshev. Beheshev Levov is Almanim, Levonim, and Levoisim. He's a Bechinov, bringing everybody back, because he saved, giving everything away. So his Bechinov was because he bring everything back. That was the Bechinov. So that's why the Yimei Mitzorim is a time where we have to try to be Mala, Lo Mitzotzis. Ramatul once said that people go away to all places, right? Even during the Yimei Mitzorim, the Prat Chodesh Av, people go away on vacation. So I'm saying, he said, even Tzadikim, they go away already in Yimei Mitzorim there in the mountains, in Switzerland and Austria and all other places. So Shlomo Absalom, a diamond guy who wants a vacation, say that a tzaddikim go away in the Yimei Mitzorim, so you go away to the mountains. Hail Gaib, Tom Zanarab goes away, I think he's already away. He goes away, Hail Gaib, he's not Messiah Davos from Kedusha, he learns day and night. He's supposed to a mountain somewhere at the top of Austria. Reb Leibish from Antwerp, he goes already for 3 weeks, he goes already to Switzerland, he sits there, kind of like, oh. And Shabbat Ramatl said that the Yimei Mitzorim time for tzaddikim to go to Imal and tzaddikim from different places. So they go, wherever they go, they know where they're going. Wherever they go, they're going to have a halos and tzaddikim. So even if Stamayi goes on vacation, he has to realize that if he's going to vacation, he's going to a place, if it's a goyish place, or it's not a goyish place, wherever he's going for Mari the Kavoid of halos and tzaddikim. He has to daven well there, he has to learn well there. Another rabbi has to be shame himself more than ever, not chas v'chalila, to be poyle in tzaddikim, and to be melachit. Lucky. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Months of Shabbos and now. Tammuz, Av is a chodesh of Shmiya. And Isoska says that Tammuz is Ria and Av is Shmiya. Because the Meraglim, they left in Tammuz. In Tammuz, they saw the Oretz and with the Shlechta Oig, with a bad eye. They were poigim the Ria. Came back. Tisha B'av was the Gam of the Shmiya. Whole Klal Yisrael and the Kabbal Lashon Hara. By Eretz Yisrael. So the Zmanim of Tammuz and Av is connected to the Re'iyah and the Shmiya. Be careful. What he looks at in Tammuz. Shmiya, he's got to be careful. And it's Shmiya. Shmiya means it takes things in. Re'iyah and Shmiya are the chinas that take things inside of a person. That's what we're going to be medactic on. To be zoichem Ritz Hashem. These months should be Yishapich, should be Kriyas HaTorah, of Gaguim, which is Pinchas, of Eliyahu Novi, and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, of Tzmidin and Masafin, of Davening, when we daven, you see the whole Shabbos is Kulei Gaguim. The Zmiris, everything is Kulei Gaguim. The movie is Gagei Ritz Hashem. Tzvesh Lemes says, Kulei Misabel, Zoichem, Roya, Beis HaMchosa, now already. It's, in other words, the tzaddikim during these things they can see through the Mardika Yom Tov. They can see a Gavaltika Yom Tov in these days. And in Raglan it says, I'm not going to be able to do that. Olam Chayani, Yimalach Lord Hashem, Kol HaOretz. What's this pasuk doing here? Right, this is where the ancient decree that the whole Dharmin was going to die. Kol Nashim Roiz Kavoyni, Menasso Yis, Im Yir Oretz, Kol Menatza Le'yur. When is our pasuk? Chayani, when is Yimalach Lord Hashem, Kol HaOretz? By the Gula Asida. He came to Sarayna over here. That's I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael. Staying in the Midbar for the next 39 years, the next 40 years. That's I'm talking about the whole goal. If you want to go not from the Rabbi, not straight in Eretz Yisrael, you know, Achas Hayomim. Right? The whole, like we saw before in our Chayim HaKadosh, the whole journey was all connected, all our journey that we journey in through our goals. So the Eivishta told them that there's going to be a long goal, there's going to be a shit al fishnin, and there's going to be a ganze lange geschäft until finally the Gula Sida, you have to give already the koyach of the Gula Sida. Chayani mimalach void, and those who are zoicha can connect to the Gula right now. When the Metz Hashem is going to be a Gula, then he'll be Zoicha V'Roya. Zoicha, the Lashon Hoiva, in the present tense, Zoicha V'Roya V'Sachosu. The more we learn about the Bismiddash, the more we internalize the Bismiddash, together with the feeling of Tzah, as the feeling of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a Kramoyev, it's a Tachna, Tisha B'Av, it's a Kramoyev. Not chas v'shalom to say korbanos every day slowly. It's not a terrible zilzul. Not stam, not a zilzul. It's an atzilus koyach. A feeling that we're in the Beis HaMikdash. All she gives a yid in his damnus to be in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the out. Imagine that Kadesh to give that about today, or next week, Wednesday, in Har HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be bonu here. It's going to be built, and everybody's coming, whoever wants can have one day. Then he's taking it away again until Mashiach comes. Imagine the Hargosha, so we'll have the whole world would come here. It's every morning. Every morning you can feel. You can feel. This is the Chumash HaDeshim. The Tahara of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Chumash HaDeshim. Taking out the Nefesh HaBahamas. You can feel ridding himself of the Chumash Nefesh HaBahamas. Mamash, that feeling of the Beis HaMikdash. Throws such matanas to us. David says, why do you feel this? What do you mean, why didn't I feel? There wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't I feel it? So David says, there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. You had a Beis HaMikdash every morning. You took 2 minutes over it? It's your problem. Shlomo couldn't get the iron into the Beis HaMikdash, right, and then it says Nefchu Saneim Shel David, Nefchu Pneim Shel David Kshule Hakdeira. They went all the David Menach was nifta, right? It was a while before already. Right, a while before. So what's Yid wasn't lucky. David Menach was alive. Right, David Menach was alive. Yid was not lucky. David Menach. So he saw David Menach. He wasn't lucky. David Menach. Right. he wasn't Maki Dovid HaMelech when he saw the Helig upon him of Dovid HaMelech, so because the Aron going through. So now they're full of Busha. The Teretz says, now it's too late. That was the Chilah. It's the first Shlomo. But he realized now the Dusha of Dovid, and he's not around anymore. It's too late to be Miskasha to him. It wasn't Pshat as a Tzah, now it was Nizbara that Dovid was a Tzadik. Now it was Nizbara, the godless of Dovid HaMelech, and he's not here anymore with us. That's never. Says the first Shlomo, Kol HaMelech. So the Shlomo Mashiach comes, and we're going to see the Shechina Kedoshim, and we're going to see the godless of a mitzvah, we're going to see the godless of Torah, we're going to see the godless of a Shechina Kedoshim. And the Rebbein Shlomo is going to say, here I was with you, the whole Olam Hazeh, I was here with you. And where were you? Narishkeit? Making money, I don't know what you all you're doing, Narishkeit? And then it's going to be too late for me to be a Miskasha to the Rebbein Shlomo. That's the same Busha. He talks about tzaddikim. If a person's zoicha to him, we have to miskasha to tzaddikim. If they're around us when we're alive, we have to run after them. We have to be miskasha to tzaddikim. We have to run after them. We have to nudge them. We have to mamish run after tzaddikim. Because when those tzaddikim are not here anymore, you know, suddenly a person either he hears about the tzaddik. If it's more than that, the Mashiach, when the Mashiach will come and realize the God, and say, whoa, he lived in our door. He lived in our door, and we didn't run after him. We went misavik b'afar aglem. That's nefku pnei. It's the name of David, the Shulah Akadeh. It's Pelig, Tzuchtel, that he shall Tzuch, Shechina Akadeh. You had the mitzvahs, which is going to be Mechiach Am Yisrael. People, you had all the mitzvahs, and you had Torah, and you had Kabbalah, and you had Pnimis of Torah, and you had the Marim Nahim, the Shem Tov, you had Toysus, and you had Rambam, and you have everything. Yeah, you had so much, all that so much. And now Esht, when it's too late already, now we suddenly find out about the Kedusha. You should look it out. I'm saying, to check out this if I'm saying it correct. It's very Shalom and Likutim. It's like the Chayyim and Shabbos. That's going to be the Tzad. People don't appreciate the Chag. People don't appreciate Shabbos, Zmir Shabbos, Shabbos table, Shabbos Buddha. How many kulchas are gnuzim there on the Shabbos table? The kulchas are gnuzim there on everything, in every aspect of Avodas Hashem. Buzz off, makes kiddush, takes his hand, jacket off, okay, let's tuck in. There's oitzrus shlemus that he's ignoring. And then when the emes will be in the zvara, then they say, yeah, it was on your table. These oitzrus were on your table. It's a pachat loyer.